8:33 the time. That's Jaguar Jones, and I've put in a request to make her one of the first guests that we have in studio when we have live music in studio. She's just blowing up across the country. 8:33 the time, 27 minutes before 9 o'clock, and as we do each and every Thursday, we welcome with open arms. We welcome our mayor, Bob Whalen, in. Thank you for taking the time with us this morning, Mr. Mayor.
Good morning, Ed. Always look forward to it.
Thank you. Thank you for being here today. There's no council meeting this week, right?
No, we do have one coming up on Tuesday. Not a big agenda. Okay. There was none this past week.
Right.
Correct.
Right.
And, next Tuesday, we've got a couple items on the agenda that are of interest. One, our fire chief has come up with a great innovative solution. You know, we were looking at putting helicopter water refilling stations at two locations out in the open space, and that's going to take a little while to get all the permitting, but he's come up with a mobile truck where we can basically fill the truck with 500 gallons and take it out into the open space and have the helicopters land and refill. I mean, I'm hoping we don't need helicopters,
right,
but if we have that fire event, this is another great tool that we're going to have at our hands. So that's something we'll approve, I hope.
That's a fantastic precaution to take, though. Yeah, you're right. You're right. We're all hoping with and crossing our fingers that we never need it, but it is a great precaution to have. Off the top of your head, do you know how many gallons a helicopter can dump per dumping?
I think they fill about 350, and this truck holds 500. So, I'm sure there are various sizes of helicopters. I think the ones we're looking at were about 350. I think those are the Orange County Fire Authority helicopters. You got to keep filling them up and dumping them down. Yeah. I still remember from the 93 fire standing on my roof here in North Laguna, and the helicopters, they had big buckets, basically, like a balloon bucket, and they would go down to the ocean and lower down, fill the bucket up, and then they'd come up and, tip it on the fire. So they've come a long way since then. We'll look forward to that item on the agenda.
Can I ask you what the cost of each one of those trucks would be?
I think this mobile one's about
$50,000. All right. Yeah, put me down for four.
I'm sorry, Ed, what's that?
I said, put me down for four of those trucks. Please.
Will do.
Okay. I heard you say something that the other night I was calmly sipping a glass of Malbec, and then I heard you say something that made me do a spit take. You were asked a question about a skate park and would you favor a skate park in town? And you said yes at the dog park. And as we all know, nothing makes a dog calmer than skateboards all around. Were you serious about that?
Well, this is one of those rapid-fire questions, yes or no, and then, where. So you had about 10 seconds to think about it.
Right.
I don't know. We've looked for a long time for a location. Somebody did, I think it was Larry Noakes, suggest, if we build a parking structure, put it, cordon off some of the roof of the parking structure for it.
Right.
It's been a battle for years, and everybody, every time you say put it here, people of some, neighborhood or group or interest group rise up and say, no, not here.
Right.
So, there's a lot of kids that really, would benefit from this. And, I don't know. We got to keep looking. We got to find a place.
Yeah, and a lot of there's a ton of skateboarders in town. We have magnificent hilly streets that are cool to skateboard on. So, yeah, we want to keep the kids safe as possible, and I guess safety is the first concern, and then where, and then cost, I guess, would be the next couple of concerns there. All right, we'll keep tagging you back about that question in the coming months. Just know that as a dog owner, I'm thinking, man, not the dog park, please. you and I spoke last week about, I noticed a larger than 25% occupancy indoors at a lot of the restaurants in town. Have we done anything as far as direction for enforcement of the 25% occupancy? Have we talked to Chief Farnell about that?
Yeah, I've asked that our business liaison units, go out and, they go out all the time, but to go out with a specific eye to that. So they will be doing that, as always, if there are particular locations where people see, ongoing violations, they pick up the phone and call, and our business liaison unit will make a make a visit and set it right. I mean, we want the restaurants to succeed, but we want the restaurants to follow the guidelines. I mean, we continue to see, right, everywhere across the country where you don't follow the safety guidelines, you know, hot spots emerge.
Right. Right.
I'm thinking of one in Washington, D.C.
You and I both thinking of that same Oval place that, 14 or 15 cases now from a little tiny Oval office. You've supported recent changes that help streamline the permitting and application process. There are still some glitches to work out. And when City Hall is fully reopened, how do you see those changes? How do you see those glitches being ironed out? What are the glitches we're facing now that we won't see when City Hall fully reopens?
Well, in our community development department, we had a setback. We had converted over to a new system of managing documents, it was called OpenGov, and it just didn't handle the processing. In fact, it made it worse and slower and more difficult for our workers. So we terminated that contract. We're now, implementing a new system that hopefully, you know, will get us more to where we wanted to be, which is sort of more of a digital world where plans and permits can be processed more efficiently and where the records are better. So you're not spending, time digging through old files and finding history on things.
Right.
So that was a setback. And we put resources to that to make that better. And, our new community development director, Mark Weiner, is committed, I know, really to improving efficiency in the department. It's a big focus for him. And we're just going to keep pushing on it, and we have to do it. We know it's a shortcoming, and I think we'll get there.
Now, you've been involved in public service for a good portion of your life, and when it's more efficient, everything is smoother, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
when you get your systems down and everything's clicking, you can really make some headway, and our staff is working hard. Boy, so many of them in the planning department, they're working overtime. They're there nights, occasionally weekends, So what we've got to do is, get the support systems around them and processing system that's efficient. And that's all being worked on. And, we'll get there. Just going to take a little time.
All right. Okay. Across the country, and again, there are people on every side of this issue, but across the country, let me just say this and indulge me for a second. I believe there's a false narrative in the term defunding the police. I believe, me personally, and my listeners know that I believe that's a false narrative. I think that really, in most cases, what we're thinking about is a reallocation of funds. And with that said, and with the increase, and obviously with the recovery slowing down, we're going to see an increase, an influx of homeless people in this town. Would we be reallocating? Is it possible? Is it even thinkable that we would want to reallocate funds for maybe more resource officers?
Yeah, in our community, and I've said this publicly a couple times, as of others on the council. And there's not a call to defund the police. There's a call for more police resources. We hear it, we've heard it from several different neighborhoods up and down the city this summer in terms of, impact on beaches. We hear it, from downtown merchants and visitors about the concern about the homeless. So, we've got two resource officers. It's a tough time to be looking at adding resources. I think we'd like to figure out a way to do that, and we could definitely use some more beach patrols, I think, to manage the crowds. There's other aspects of beach management we have to work on as well, and same in the downtown. But we're in a rough go here in terms of the city budget, so for a while I think it just may be maintaining what we have or using what we have more intelligently if we can to hit the hot spots. But, yeah, there's no move to defund here.
Right.
If anything, we need to go the other direction.
Right. And I think the reality is that there's no move to defund anywhere. I really just think that it was just misstated, and then someone caught on to that term and has been using that term. just to design a false narrative. I really just think reallocation, and as I mentioned, and what you were talking about budgeting and how hard it would be to budget for a couple of more resource officers, what we're finding now is that the recovery is slowing down and has all but halted across the country. The budget that you had in mind for next year, as you're seeing the news these last couple of weeks about the economy, are we going to have to tighten our belts even more than you had initially thought we would?
Ed, I'm still trying to remain optimistic on that. It's a little early to say. In early November, we're going to get our first look at some of the hotel bed tax information from the summertime. Okay. That's going to tell us something. Then in January, we get our look at the sales tax from the summer. I'm concerned. I do think it's prudent, and we did preserve a 20%, reserve fund. Right. If we have to dip into the reserve for essential things like you're talking about, public safety and police activities, beach management, we will do that if we need to, because we've got a reserve that's twice what's required by the state. But, I'm hopeful not, it's certainly a possibility, given what I'm seeing, same thing you're seeing, that unless there's more stimulus that comes out of the Congress, everybody, the Federal Reserve is saying it, everyone's saying that the economy's not, it's not going to make it without further stimulus.
Right. Chairman Powell sounded almost desperate the other day in asking for more stimulus. He really did.
Yeah, he was using pretty dramatic terms.
Right.
And then other members of the Federal Reserve said the same thing. I think everybody knows that, this, I don't know what the political game is that's going on right now. Everybody, both sides of the aisle know more stimulus is needed. So I suppose once we get through November 3rd, they'll figure out how to get it done.
Right, right. Mayor Whalen, as always, we want to thank you for your time here. We're really looking forward to Tuesday. Thank you for letting us know what's coming up on Tuesday. I'm looking forward to the meeting on Tuesday night. And again, always, thank you for being here.
Great, Ed. Nice to talk to you. Have a good day.
Thank you. You as well. That's Mayor Bob Whalen.